I want to show you in James chapter 1 a little bit about this wisdom. Now, at the very beginning of this, in the NLT, it says, "This letter is from James, a slave of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is written to Jewish Christians scattered among the nations. Greetings, dear brothers and sisters. Whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy." Did you just hear what I said? Why aren't you jumping up and down? Now, so you walk out this morning and you're ready to go to church and you're almost going to be late anyway, and you run outside and you look and your left front tire on your car is flat sitting in the driveway. I know all of you just say, "Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus." Is that what you do? Most of you, that's not what you do. Most of you say, "Oh, shoot, look here, I got a flat." Is that what we do? We don't praise the Lord, do we? You know, if you really want to see God do wonderful things, learn to do what He says. He says, "Dear brothers and sisters, whenever trouble comes your way." Maybe none of y'all ever have trouble. Do you know I had a shot of trouble right here last Sunday? You know that? But I was praising the Lord for that. I mean, I wasn't grumbling or complaining. I was praising the Lord. I didn't know what God was doing there. I have not been to a doctor for no reason in 35 years. I virtually had no sickness, very little pain even. I mean, I have walked in obedience to God's word the best I know how, and I've had so little pain, I think I have lost the ability to have compassion for you when you hurt. Do you think that's possible? I think it is. You know, if you ain't had any pain in 30 or 40 years, and all of a sudden somebody else would come and say, "Well, I need you to pray for me," you know, call on the line and say, "This is an emergency, Pastor. You know, I'm hurting so bad. I please need you to call me." And you think, "Well, I'll call them after a while when I get time." Now then, if you just had a pain like they got, you're going to go to your office and get on the phone, right? And you're going to call them and you're going to pray for them, because you think, if they're hurting, I have their answer. I can pray for them in faith as a child of God, and I can get that pain removed from that person. So we need to realize that. And I really believe that the Lord has done some things with me lately to get me back in the groove. I have forgotten what it's like. Well, let's think about it like this. I know this is the way it really is. If you're not sick and hadn't had no sickness, and your wife is healthy and she hadn't had no sickness, and your children or grandchildren are all healthy and everybody's healthy and ain't no problems. Y'all got nice cars and they're all paid for. Everybody's well. You got a nice home and it's all paid for and you got money in the bank. And you ain't got a worry in the world. Somebody said, "Well, you know, if the economy goes completely flat tomorrow, I only got a week's pay in the bank." And somebody said, "Well, that's not me. I'm okay. I got $10,000 in the bank. I could make it for several months. I don't have no problem. And every bill I got's paid for. So I'm in no concern." So are you concerned for the other guy? "Nah, you know, I'm okay. I don't care about him." I mean, who's in charge of your money? God is. I mean, if you got any, He give it to you, right, Weston? If you're healed, who healed you?
He did.
I guarantee you. That's right. God's in control of everything. Now then, when you undergo these trials and tests He's talking about here, He said, "Dear brothers and sisters, whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy." I'm going to tell you, start letting things be an opportunity for joy. When that thing bit you on the leg, what you should have been doing was praising the Lord. "Thank you, Lord, I have power and authority over that thing." But you're not quite there yet. You're just learning, right? So you're learning, but as we learn, when we realize that God's word says, with God, nothing's impossible. Is that right, brother? If nothing's impossible with God, then why do we not pray? Why do we hurt? Why do we go to the doctor? Why do we do all these things and never call on God? It just blows me away. You noticed last week when I had my encounter, did I ask anybody to call 911?
No.
What did I ask for y'all to do?
Pray.
I called Eldon, was sitting right over on the front. I said, "You come over right here and anoint me with oil." And I got down on my knees. Eldon anointed me and all y'all prayed. Many of you stood up. When I stood up, I saw people standing up in the back with your hands raised and everything else. Y'all were praying for me. Now then, did God show up?
Yes, he did.
Within a matter of a few minutes, I was feeling like a new man. I felt like a new man all this week. You know, that's the way the church has got to learn how to do it. You know, we're going to have to get away from this nonsense whenever we hurt ourselves or sprain our ankle or anything else that, "Oh, honey, you got to take me down to the hospital." No, that's not where we need to go. We need to go to Jesus. But this wisdom, look at this wisdom. It says, for when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. Do you want to grow?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too. Be careful. When you ask the Lord, say, Lord, I want to grow. Be careful. You may get an opportunity before you get home. And remember, no grumbling and complaining. You know, you got to worship and praise the King. It says, so let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be strong in character and ready for anything. Would you like to get to the point where God could use you for anything? Wouldn't you like it that if, say, a tornado was coming across there, and you knew that you have power and authority over the elements, the kingdom has been given to us. We studied about that several Sundays ago, two or three Sundays in a row. We talked about the kingdom and how the kingdom belongs to us and all power and authority of the kingdom belongs to us. Just like when Jesus said, did Jesus control the wind?
Yes.
Did he control the rain?
Yes.
Did he control the fish in the water?
Yes.
Did he speak to the storms and they went away?
Yes.
Okay, and if Jesus did all of those things, and just like Jeff said today, he goes walking across the lake. He didn't have a boat, did he? He was walking across the lake. And Jesus said clearly, I tell you the truth, anyone that believes in me, does that cover you?
Yes.
He says, not only shall you do what I have been doing, greater things than these that I've done shall you do in my name. Amen. Isn't that something?
Yes.
In fact, let me show you that scripture. We're going to come back here to the scripture in James 1 and verse 4. But let's go to John 14. 12. I want you to see that yourself. John 14, 12. I want you to see that awesome promise. The truth is, anyone who believes in me. Now then, who does that include? Is that the church? That's us. That's the whole church. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done and even greater works because I'm going to be with the Father. So if you're out there and you see a tornado coming towards your house, what should you be able to do to that?
Take authority
over it and command it to go around, right? Or over or something. Sometimes you can shut it down, but sometimes God is judging the area. And if you're obedient, he will honor your request for it not to do any damage to you. And in fact, one day I rebuked one that was coming right across here and it was beginning to pull the doors on my shop. And I rebuked it. And it only bent the door latches on the inside where they fastened on my big barn doors out there. They're 15 feet tall and about 7 foot wide, two of them. But it bent the deals on the top, but that's all it did to me. But it moved over and went right on down. And right down there, my neighbor had built him a four-car garage and had four cars inside that garage. And it blew that place all to pieces. It fell in on top of his cars and all kinds of stuff. Somebody said, well, do you think God was judging him? Why would it hit you? It can't do that if you are walking in obedience to God's word. Is that right?
Yes.
That's what God says, especially if you know your authority and you speak to it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. When you speak to it, you got to remember that you have been given the keys to the kingdom. The kingdom belongs to the children of God. And we supposedly have great power on this earth. And if we believe it, we can pray for ourselves and we can get healed. Is that right?
Amen.
Yes, we can. We can pray and get somebody else to pray with us and get healed, right? That's why I had all y'all praying for me last Sunday right here. But you notice the one thing I did not do. The thought never even entered my mind to dial 911. In fact, that night, just a few weeks ago, when Cheryl fell down over here in the hallway, some of you know about this. It was Christmas Eve or something like that. We come in, Cheryl had a piece of a cake left, so she come in here and took it in here, put it in here in the kitchen and all that stuff. And of course, you know, there's very few lights in here usually, especially at night. So she come back out, went through the door, headed back to the bedroom. As she goes around the corner in the minister room there, she hangs her foot on one of the mail buckets. And when she hangs her foot, she trips. She goes down and hits her right knee on the concrete floor. And then she hits her head solid on the concrete floor, and then she jams her hand into the wall. You think, my goodness, what did she do wrong? Well, she did something wrong, I'll tell you for sure. And she knows exactly what she did wrong. I won't give you all her dirty laundry list, but I'll let her tell you herself one day if she wants you to know what she did wrong. But she knew what she done wrong. And she fell down and she hurt herself. I had already gone to the bedroom. And so my phone rang and I saw it was Cheryl's number. And I thought, what's Cheryl calling me for? I picked it up. I said, yes, honey. She said, I'm hurt. Boy, when she said, I'm hurt, I just threw my phone down. I just run out of the bedroom, run down the hallway, come into the media room right there and almost run over in the dark. She was laying on the floor. I turned the light on right quick and I said, what in the world? I looked and big old knot on her forehead right here, you know, and she's black and blue and all kinds of things are happening. And she said, oh, I fell down here on the concrete. So I laid one hand here and one hand down here on the leg where she'd get hurt. I'm spread over just like that. And I began to rebuke that pain. I said, there ain't gonna be no bruises or nothing. In the name of Jesus, I said, I take authority over all this in the name of Jesus. And I prayed, and when I got through praying, I said, okay, woman, it's done, get up. And she said, honey, I can't get up. And I said, get up. And I reached over and grabbed her by the arm and got her. I said, get up, woman, show some faith. Now then, aren't y'all glad you're not married to me? She gets up and I put her under my arm and we start toward the bedroom and she's, honey, it's feeling better all the time. I said, I know it, but you got to show some faith. You can't lay on that floor and expect God to do anything. You got to demonstrate your faith. And so we get back to the bedroom. She's just doing great. And she goes in and gets ready. I go ahead and get ready. I jump into bed. 20, 30 minutes, she comes and she crawls in beside me. She snuggles right up against me and she said, I sure am glad I'm married to a man of faith. But you know, when I slapped her on the backside and grabbed her by the hand and told her, get up, she wasn't too sure she was glad she was married to me. But see, that's demonstrating your faith. And God says you've got to do something. You've got to demonstrate your faith. Did Jesus do all kinds of wonderful things?
Yes.
Did he heal the sick?
Yes.
Cleanse the lepers?
Yes.
Raise the dead?
Yes.
Control the storms?
Yes.
We ought to be able to do the same thing if we have faith. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done and even greater works because I'm going to be with the Father.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Don't Give Up Until God Gives Your Answer, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.